Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 213. It expires on the 9th. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the 10th month, on the 2nd day of the 10th month.
Chapter 9. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice,
Number 9, Number 9, Number 9.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
Dear Dan, the license plate on the car next to and just ahead of mine read Z8, with a black numeral 9 for the expiration month. I looked again to confirm. Then, because I knew this was a coded message to me from the Lord, I wrote it down on a slip of paper while we were both stopped at the traffic light. I had been seeking the Lord constantly because of what had happened Sunday, both before and after the football game. Sunday morning at about 4 a.m., I was getting ready to leave for Starbucks and then do some grocery shopping. While in the kitchen making a list, I saw Satan for an instant. This surprised me at one level, but not at another, since I knew he was angry with me for prophesying the word against G6, not to mention everything else. What I didn't know at the time was just how far-reaching the word against G6 would be. While his appearance was brief, it was enough time for him to get in a punch at my abdomen, and I knew then that it was only a matter of time before I would start to get sick. Sometimes the sickness can be delayed by various distraction techniques Angel Gabe provides, but eventually I will need to lay down close to the bathroom. But these attacks also vary with intensity. Sometimes the sickness is waved off altogether, while at other times the time it takes to get sick is greater than usual. One thing that helps sometimes is a little shot of whiskey, or my favorite, about a tablespoon of Yukon Jack. So with help from Gabe's delaying tactics and the Yukon Jack, the sickness was forestalled until I got home from shopping and even past the opening kickoff of the game. I went to bed early, but I had trouble sleeping and was up and down several times. After I awoke and was considering the answer to my prayer about the Seahawks' win over the Houston Texans, I was also thinking about Joshua chapter 8 specifically about the king of Ai. I knew that the city Ai had something to do with Hermes and what I call the medical industrial complex. But who was the king of Ai? Then I knew. It was Satan himself who was being analogized by the king of Ai. And, since I study carefully every jot and tittle when the Lord gives me a prophetic word, I saw that Joshua hung the king on a tree until sunset. I left those thoughts at that time because I had domestic duties to perform, but later on, after the chores were finished and I had tucked M into bed, I went to rest on my bed and watch TV. That's when it happened. Something new occurred to me that I had only read about in scripture, or read about in passing references by various authors concerning the last days. While laying in bed watching TV, I saw Satan come into the bedroom and look at me. Then, a subtle sense of power came from within me, and the Spirit of God spoke, even though it felt like I was the one doing the talking, because I was in complete agreement with God and His Word. The Spirit said to the devil, "I don't want you in the house. Go out to the backyard and stand by the tree." I watched him turn to go and saw him walk through the bedroom door. I thought for a moment about my two little dogs that play in the backyard, and then said after him as he walked down the hallway, "You are not to harm anything." Later on, I looked out into the backyard and saw the devil standing by the tree. In a move of compassion, I told him he could sit down if he liked. There is a smaller log just in front of the tree that I was referring to. But I was wondering how all this fit in with the official end date of the devil's operation at G6 referenced in letter 209. And as Angel Gabe and myself discussed these things over the next 2 days before the Lord, Jesus shared with us all the details up to this point. In the next letter, I will write down what Jesus wants regarding the disposition of Satan in the near future. This will include where he will be sent on the 9th of October 2013, the limits of what he can do, and the chronology thereof. Dan, this will be a special letter, and because of its sensitive nature, I will be sending the letter with greater postal authority, the degree of which will be determined by the Holy Spirit. The next letter, 214, will be posted to you no later than Tuesday, 8 October 2013. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus. Thank you.